That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios, indeed. Please go to screwballwhiskey.com, our friendly sponsors over at Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, SKREWBallWhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here, now available damn near nationwide. You can find it damn near anywhere, so please do that. Please go and do that. Please go to MIStuffPodcast.com. For all of the cool shit that you'll be able to see there, all the cool content that's going to be going on. Also, I usually do this first. Sorry, that voice you just heard there is Brother Noah Byrne, and we revamped a little Sunset Grill here in this episode, and we talked about all Epstein, all episode, and by we I mean Noah Byrne has all of the information on this, so I wanted to get him in here and let him literally just pour out everything that he had on Epstein. So there's not as much me in this episode as there are in others, but that's for the best for the information, trust me. So that's going to be going on. This is all Epstein, all episode. That's your content warning. I don't think that we had any like sources that aren't available everywhere that we'll need to link up, so there's that. But anywho, please, once again, screwballwhiskey.com, SKREWBallWhiskey.com, and MIStuffPodcast.com. Also, Noah Byrne is on Instagram at Horsehead Businessman, and on Twitter at Noah Byrne, _Byrne, Noah Byrnes.
Fuck if I know, man.
Yeah, right.
Find me.
Yeah, find him. If you want, find him. And
YouTube.com/horseheadbusinessman.
Right. And with all of the conspiracy stuff that's coming up, we will more than likely be putting out some more Sunset Grill episodes. And this is both. This is an episode of both. This is Sunset Grill and MI stuff. We're gonna
every time
be
time I think I'm out.
Pulling you back in. And by the way, if you are hearing this episode on the Sunset Grill channel, we suggest you hop over to the MI Stuff podcast channel. All of the Sunset Grill episodes are banked there now. Every episode that we've had on the other channel, minus a lot of the point fives, which a lot of those are mostly like redundant information, you know, episodes.
Goof-offs, right.
So, we've put all of the serious episodes. There's only one that I'm missing, and that's the Alex Jones Brackfoot episode. Mm-hmm. And I think I got it somewhere in like a Dropbox that I've sent you. But anyway, we'll put that out. So, yes, please do that. Click subscribe on the YouTube channel. Please rate and review the podcast on Apple or wherever you listen to podcasts. And subscribe everywhere they're available. And
Bubba Beans, you got to go back to the beginning, man. There's tons of content. This is just the whole end of the show, man.
Do all of that.
So this guy.
Who is this?
Coming in with some criticism. There's tons of content, man. I'm like Rain Man on this shit, dude. Just gotta go back.
Well done. But yeah, dude, just please click all of the subscriptions, click all the things. Since I'm being prompted not to, I'm gonna suggest MIStuffPodcast.com. And yes, Sunset Grill on Facebook. Go like our page on Facebook.
Yeah, there's a fucking puppet on there and shit. It's funny.
Without further ado, episode number 161. Enjoy, motherfucker.
Baba Boo.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I have no idea what the fuck is going on right now.
That voice that you hear, folks, is Noah Byrne. And if you're just now hearing this on audio, that means that you've missed the first couple of minutes of content that you're going to have to go to YouTube to the Kelsey Hudgens channel and check it out there. So do that. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice you hear, Noah Byrne.
That's his very stern voice when he's talking very stern. I can do that too. Yes, this is Noah Byrne here. And if you're having a good time, make sure you rub yourself down. Rub yourself down real nice. Oil up your boobs and oil up your brother's boobs and just get down and get real nasty. All right.
Yes.
So we can both do that.
Brought to you by Screwball Whiskey, ladies and gentlemen. SKREWBallWhiskey.com. Tomorrow's stories begin right here. Screwball Whiskey.
Yeah. Screwball Whiskey, peanut butter flavored whiskey. Who knew?
That's right.
He wanted it. But some people say, don't put peanut butter on a hot dog. And then you do it and you go, oh, shit. So
raw onions. You have to do the raw onions as well.
Don't knock it till you try it, folks.
Seriously.
And you try it, and you're going to be fucking knocking it back. That's what I say.
You're going to be deep-throating hot dogs to the day you die. No, I meant
the whiskey.
Oh, yeah. Whiskey. Wait.
Knocking back the whiskey. You don't knock it till you try it, but then you try it, you're going to be knocking it back. You know, I don't know. We can work on the slogan later.
We'll get there. Tomorrow's stories begin right here. Screwball Whiskey. Nora Byrne has been for years, ladies and gentlemen, and for the MI stuff, folks, you've noticed I've uploaded like a shit ton of the Sunset Grills over the last couple of days. So I hope you guys have listened to those and you'll be pretty much caught up on the shit. And you'll notice that Nora Byrne specifically has talked about Jeffrey Epstein in just about every episode of Sunset Grill from day one.
I've been obsessed.
I'm going to unleash the beast.
Jeffrey Epstein. First off, I want to start out by saying that my great-grandfather was a Pulitzer Prize-winning, what they call muckraker journalist, who was just, like, very tenacious about a story and would go investigate things. I don't investigate anything except for the internet, because he didn't have the internet back then. But basically, like, there's all these little dots and pieces of this Epstein thing out there that are, like, I would just keep finding more and more and more. Like, oh, shit, he's linked to these people. He's linked to these people. What the fuck is this temple? What the fuck is he linked with this? How did he get this fucking deal? What happened here? And it was, like, nobody cared. But all I knew is that this guy who had, like, a bunch of human trafficking of underage girls and probably a slew of fucking blackmail was getting a deal where he finally got caught and they gave him an entire wing of a prison, which I know I've discussed on a show, to himself. He had a furlough every day where he could go to his office in the prison. He had an office in the prison, work on his business. And he just gets this crazy deal. And then when they go like, well, how does that happen? And your only answer before was money. You were like, well, he was a billionaire. I mean, that's what you get when you're a billionaire, which I just fucking rubs me the wrong fucking way. Because it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be like, I mean, we all believe that money's corrupt in the United States of America. But to me, that story just seemed to prove it. It was just like, no, this is really what it's like for billionaires. Especially if they're pedophiles and human trafficking and passing off underage girls to their friends and rich people. And they just get away with it in the end. They spend a couple years in a fancy Hilton prison. And then they're fucking, dude, if he had a whole wing to a prison to himself in an office, he has more than I have. Like, I just have one bedroom.
Yeah.
I have one bedroom, one bed. He's got a whole wing to a prison. So, like, it's fucking crazy. Like, that's his punishment. So, anyway, he gets out, and then he has an island, and he's creepy shit on an island. It tunnels and temples, and all these people, famous people, fly out to the island, even after they know he's a fucking pedophile. Like, I think Trump went out today and said it was 27 times that Bill Clinton flew out to the island, he goes 27 or 28, but we were told 4. Which is true. We were told a very small number. Bill Clinton actually has a much larger number. And it's after he fucking knows that the guy's a fucking pedophile. Why would you go out to the island? And the only answer to that like, journalists have given is that, like, because everyone's just conjecturing it. I love how everyone has to be a conspiracy theory at this point, because nobody really knows what the fuck was going on. So, like, conspiracy theorism is all of a sudden rampant and mainstream. Like, you have to do it, because we don't have the gaps in the story filled as to, like, what was he doing on that island? We can only guess. It's, like, bad. One thing that came out today is that there's a picture of Bill Clinton, apparently. And this could be false, but I saw a picture of it. And it seemed to come from a quasi-reputable source, which I can't remember right now. But it's being passed around that on his island in the temple, there was a picture of Bill Clinton laying on a chair with Monica Lewinsky's dress on and shoes. It was a portrait, by the way. But it's Bill Clinton, like, looking really seductive in Monica Lewinsky's blue dress, wearing red shoes. And he's, like biting his finger like he's really turned on. And that was at Epstein's place, which doesn't, I mean, yeah, if they're buddies, I guess he makes it for Bill Clinton. He's like, isn't this funny? I made this for you. Like, you got away with all that shit. It's funny now, right? And plus, it's on his island. No one's going to see it except for me and my friends, whatever. But now everyone's seeing it going, what the fuck, Bill? Like, you let that's just, what kind of fucked up sense of humor do you guys have? Like, that almost lost him the presidency, and instead you're like, no, let's put the blue dress on you and have you looking all coy at me in the painting. I don't know. It's just another weird fucking step in this fucking story. But the island got raided. Curiously, Epstein's, Little St. Lucia is the name of the island, but curiously, some super fans of tracking down Epstein like me went down to the Caribbean with their own drones and got as close as they could to, like, all of the property and looked in the windows of the temple and stuff, and you can see there's clearly, like, computers and stuff in the temple. And then since Epstein's arrest, those computers, they went back with the drone. Those computers are gone.
Right.
Now we know the FBI went there at one point, but we also know is via flight logs, Jeffrey Epstein, while Jeffrey Epstein was in prison, his plane flew back and forth to that island, I think, twice. So who was flying that plane and who was doing whatever? I'm sure they were gathering the evidence before the FBI could get there. And anyway, dude ends up... I don't even know how long he made it in prison this time when they had him. I think he was only in there for, like, what, 3 weeks total or something like that? Like, wasn't very long, but...
Yeah.
Within about 1 week, he had a suicide attempt. I'm using quotations. You can see that on the...
Yeah.
Suicide. And the guy who found him was like, I saved his life. And the guy who found him as an ex-cop who... He's like one of the most hated people in prison is like an ex-cop, an ex-prison security guard, a pedophile, and I don't know. Those are probably the top three most hated people in prison. So anyways, ex-cop saves Jeffrey Epstein from hanging, and this ex-cop went on a rampage and killed five people. That's why he was in prison, because he went nuts and just killed five people.
As a cop?
As a cop. And so then...
Yikes.
So he's in the cell with Epstein because it's like, you know, you're too, like, biggest. Someone's going to try to kill these people.
Yeah, sure.
So that guy claims that he saved Jeffrey Epstein, which I can go two ways. One, he was paid to kill Jeffrey Epstein, got caught, and was like, whoa, oh, this? Oh, I'm saving him. Help.
You know what I mean?
Or he thought if he saved Jeffrey Epstein from killing himself, maybe he could spend more time with him and get some sort of inheritance or something. Or get some, like, hey, dude, if you're going to kill yourself, can I have, like... You know, $100,000 or whatever. Like, well, yeah, so.
Like, I'll let you go in a minute. Just can I get your signature right here on this?
So that only goes one of two ways to me. I think the guy was probably, like, paid to kill him or wanted to kill him anyway. Because the third option is that, like, nobody's paying him to kill him, but the cop is just like, shit, I got to redeem myself. I can't be the worst person in this prison. If I kill this pedophile, maybe I'll get some street cred around here. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
It could be that as well. But the fact that this guy went out there is like a total scumbag. He's like, yo, I totally saved his life. I totally saved his fucking life. I mean, I went on a rampage and killed like five people, but this guy. News later, and you're like, what's going on? They don't really. Today they came out and said that maybe he is a guard that was essentially retired, but they didn't have enough guards. They dragged in this guard. Their stories, it's crazy post this Epstein thing as it was getting factual information post the fucking Las Vegas shooting. You know what I mean? There's so much coming out. Some of it's bullshit. Some of it's real. We know he's dead. We know that a lot of people wanted him dead. We know that. But I'll give you a quote, and Tyler Brown just sent this to me a little bit ago because it was a. Does this thing work now?
Where's gotta click it and wake it up.
Oh, woken. Now I paused myself. All right. So the interview with Jeffrey Epstein's bodyguard came out like 4 hours ago. The bodyguard's like this Polish MMA fighter. Really like, yes, I take him around. I do best for him. You know, I don't ask questions about girls. Nah. Teach him some fighting moves. You know, he's very like Epstein. Yeah. He isn't even considered Epstein his friend. He's just like, you hire me. I work for him. Whatever. And they like, they ask him stuff like, didn't you tell him to like cool it out with the girls? You know, like he shouldn't be with all these like young girls. Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I told him cool it out with the girls, but not about because they're young. It's the way he would try to control them. I just said cool it. And anyway.
I was guessing in Poland it's different.
No, I don't know. So then this guy goes, the reporter says, it was 4 years ago, you told me that he had his problems with young girls. He's like, you may not remember what you told me, but I kept very good notes of what you and I said. It must come across as very harsh, but that's the truth. I'm happy to understand a little better. He's not alive. You don't have anything to be afraid of anymore. And the guy goes, I'm not afraid beyond that. He's just dead. I don't want anything to be incorrect. There's too much shit in here, you know, already. He's dead and just like... freaking people, just leave him alone. And the reporter says, hold on, when did you find out he died? Saturday or Sunday or whenever. I goes, what did you think when you found out? He goes, what did I think? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, are you sure you want to hear what I am going to think? He goes, yeah. And he goes, somebody helped him do that. And like, you think somebody helped him kill himself? Yeah. Okay, why? listen, you know, that's going a little too deep. And he goes, I mean, I'm just trying to understand that maybe you'd be happy he was dead or you'd be upset. I don't know. Are you even feeling anything? I'm not sad. I mean, I didn't have anything against him, like a bad thing, you know. I don't care about his life completely. I don't give a, let's say, crap about how he died, how he lived, or how he's managed. It's like, how many years did you live at his house? 5 or 6 years. Do you have any emotion after learning he's dead? No. Do you think that would happen to him? It's unexpected. Well, I realized others tried to talk to you. Did he ever offer you money? Did anybody ever try to silence you? No. Like, basically, he's just saying, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, he's totally murdered, but I don't feel anything about it, and I don't care and
give a shit.
So that's his own bodyguard saying, like, no, this never would have happened. And I will double down and saying, no, I don't think it would have happened. He was meeting with his lawyers for 12 hours a day. You're not going to do that unless you're getting your finances in order so you can kill yourself. He told his lawyer that someone was trying to kill him at one point. He was, like, spending every moment on his case, like, trying to figure out how he's going to beat this. Because is there anything we know about a narcissistic fucking billionaire who's already beaten the system multiple times is he thinks he can beat the system again. You know what I mean? He's not going to take the fucking first fucking piece of cloth out of life. It's just not gonna happen. Yeah. Why did they get him back fucking cloth pajamas and shit, man? Like, doesn't fucking make sense. The guy strangled himself. It's like a week later, they're like, all right, you can have your clothes back. You're gonna strangle yourself? He's like, no. And then there's no camera or a camera malfunction, one or the other. Although I got a cop friend here who says he's been in that facility, the Metropolitan Correctional Complex. He's been in that facility a million times. And he's like, dude, there's cameras on everything. You can't.
Yeah.
There's no avoiding it. Like, whatever. Like, there's fucking cameras. And then there's contradictory information to that saying, no, if it's an area where someone can go to the bathroom or whatever, that they're by rights are allowed to have no camera on them. So,
but then. If it's a solitary confinement with a commode, they can't have cameras on that spot?
Yeah, that's what I heard. But this is all conflicting information because I would believe that I've seen on TV film of jails where people are just filmed in their cells and shit. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I've seen that. So I don't know. And I believe, like, especially Rikers, because there was that young black man that was killed, or wasn't killed, but was wrongly incarcerated in Rikers for so many years, and then he got out and then actually killed himself. But, like, there was footage of him in his fucking cell. And Rikers is New York State, so that's New York State. But anyway, Metropolitan Complex or whatever is not a prison, it's a jail. And so there could be different rules for prison versus jails. I don't fucking know. I don't know, man. All I know is that everybody this time, it's one of these conspiracies that I'm over, basically, because now people have finally caught on. And I was like,
fun anymore.
Yeah. I was just like waiting for someone else to pick it up. You know what I mean? Because, like, I felt like, yeah, I'm telling the Sunset Girl podcast, I'm telling everyone around me, I'm annoying everybody with this. Have you ever heard of this shit? Some people are like, all he'd ever heard is back in the day when Fox News would say Lolita Express, and he'd go like, yeah, yeah, but then, like, you know, he was on a plane with Kevin Spacey, he was on a plane with Chris Tucker, and they were like, yeah, whatever. And then you're like, but no, he's connected to, like, Prince Andrew, and people are like, okay, fine. Anyway, I didn't read all that, but I don't know. I take your word for it. And I'm like, you're not taking my word for it, because if you did, you'd realize this is a big, serious deal. Why is this guy out? Secondary to that, let's see how fucking weird this gets. So then the prosecutor, so he got in trouble in Florida for human trafficking and underage girls and having them massage him and all this other shit. And then, of course, they jerk him off and all this other shit. So anyway, so then he gets in trouble. He gets prosecuted. And then,
what's up, Kevin?
And the guy who's his district attorney, prosecutor, I'm sorry, is this female. I can't remember her name right now. But she gets, right after the court case, she resigns. And she's gone. And then your other guy who's involved, who is the head of the justice system down there at the time, his name is Acosta, who later became our Secretary of Labor under Donald Trump. And since Epstein got arrested this time, he resigned. So these people are, like, jumping ship even before what really comes out.
Yeah.
They're running as far away as they can from this shit. I mean, to be Secretary of Labor and just be like, oh, the Epstein thing? Yeah, I gotta go, guys. I really can't. It's gonna get weird. I'm sorry about that. I'm just gonna be taking off. Like, whatever. But, like, everyone's running. He's got Jeffrey Epstein had a right-hand man who is actually a woman. Her name is, I believe, Maxime Gishelli or something like that. But she's like kind of on the loose still right now. She's missing in action. Someone said they just found her in Massachusetts. I don't know, but she helped procure girls for him. And she looked up to him like,
oh, I saw that on the Reddit.
Yeah, she looked up to him like a father figure and like was always trying to do the next thing that could make him happy. And like,
yeah.
So she's still out on the fucking loose. She knows shit. The only other guy who knew the most amount of shit was the butler who died many, many years ago because he turned over the black book that we all know the black books. And a lot of the black books have been redacted because there's a lot of big names in there of who Epstein was connected to. But even when the government released the black book finally to the public, it was redacted as fuck. You only get some names and not some other names. But anyway, the butler died like of a suicide that didn't look like a suicide. And now Epstein, too, died of suicide. Doesn't look like a suicide. And all I'm saying is if we had this guy. Oh, so the other thing is when Acosta gave him the sweetheart deal where he gave him the prison where he gets the whole wing of prison and he's only going to do like 2 years and then he gets free, whatever, blah, blah. The reason why Acosta was gonna, said he was going to do more, but people stepped in and said, no, he's intelligence. Like, he's an intelligence asset. So we're in control here, which would be like CIA or CIA working with Mossad, probably the Israeli intelligence group. And that's more than likely what was going on with this guy. I believe that this guy had his whole island wired with cameras, would bring people down there, and he'd go like, hey, really rich, because we're not just talking the dumb names like Chris Tucker and Kevin Spacey and Bill Clinton. We're talking about other billionaires like oil tycoons and stuff like that. He invited people like that down there, names that we don't know, but they're bigger than we'll ever be. And like he'd be like, "Hey, oil tycoon guy, come down here. I mean, whatever. What are you guys doing down here? Oh, we drink a little bit. There's some models, you know, whatever. Oh, how old's that model? She's 23, you know. And then the guy gets drunk, the model seduces him. He has some weird, creepy sex with the model, and then." The next day, he's about to get back on the plane to leave, and Epstein goes, oh, wait, that one? Oh, she's 14, dude. I'm sorry. Yeah, and you were in... We filmed that. Okay, anyway, have a good one. I'll be in touch if I need anything. That kind of a shit. And I think he did that with, like, a lot of people. And I think that's why, like, when people are like...
Yikes.
When people, like, they go, like, Bill Clinton probably has blackmail on him over there. And then they go, well, like, why did he go back? You know, why did he go back so many times? Well, it's like, let's look at it like this. You already got blackmail on me. You can fuck my life.
Yeah.
I better stay in your good graces. If you invite me to come back, I should just come back and play it cool. You know what I mean? Try to get out of more blackmail and try not to get more blackmail on me, but always play it cool. Just like, we're still cool, right? And I'm like, yeah, man, we're cool.
Yeah.
We're cool, you know, with that video going out there, with that thing. You know, so that could be a reason why these people would go back, even though they knew they were compromised.
P7 here says some more news dropped tonight about Cernovich.
Yeah, what happened with Cernovich?
Do you have the chat?
Oh, yeah, let me see.
Yeah, if you click back on that, and you can click pop-up chat over on the corner of those three dots.
Uh-huh.
Those three dots, and then click pop-up chat.
Which is right here?
Yeah.
Pop-up chat. Go to channel? Wait, this top...
On the other side, opposite side of where it
says. Pop-out chat.
Yeah, there you go.
Popping it out.
That way you can have the chat, and you can utilize the other, you know...
What else is over there?
No, your website that you were on.
Oh.
That's just
the way. Gotcha. All right, so...
What's up, moron?
Cernovich.
KMN.
Go after his ass now, Maxwell. Oh, they got Maxwell. Is that her name? They got Cernovich has some skeletons? Oh, shit, so we're doing, like, anti-Cernovich shit now. So Cernovich is basically taking all the credit for getting this to happen, even though it was, like... A bunch of people were behind the scenes for getting this information to be revealed, which caused Epstein to be arrested the second time. It wasn't Cernovich on his own.
Also, the unredacted black book is out.
Oh, dope. Cool. So, good. We got that now. It's a big win. And what's cool is, like, it's going to be, like, someone the other day, and this is, like, way bigger than they should have said it, but they were like, this is, like, the millennials... 9/11, where you stop trusting everything.
Oh, yeah. That's
like, it's not as big as like 9/11 as the deaths and everything. It's like the 9/11 of like, wait a minute, I don't know if I know anyone's telling the truth now. Right. You know, so like millennials take the story just like a couple of them will watch like Loose Change or something and be like, whoa, it's weird. But most of them are just like, they believe the official narrative. There's no point in looking back. Anyone who lived through it, of course, is always skeptical about it. We're all sitting here going like, we don't know.
Yeah.
But this will be the one, even though they didn't care or know about Jeffrey Epstein, now all of a sudden just someone going like, they captured a billionaire pedophile playboy who had his own secret island like a fucking supervillain. Oh, yeah, what happened after that? There's a camera malfunction and some guard wasn't really a guard and they fell asleep and he got killed, he suicided. And then people, like any fucking idiot millennial now would go like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. Yeah, you know, so like,
not even millennials, like,
I know, but it's like
anybody.
It's one that they can catch on to, fine,
right? You
know
right.
What I mean, like, I can't think of like the last good. I mean, I don't know, the Vegas thing sort of made people ask a lot of questions, but it never went anywhere, and it kind of spun its wheels, and so. But this one, I mean, and unless they release like a deep fake video of him dying in his cage and actually hanging himself, I think that this will never settle with people the same way that like 9/11 doesn't settle with us. Like,
yeah,
I just wish Jeffrey Epstein was more of a household name before it happened. But it kind of the way it played out, though, because he got arrested and then everyone was talking about him, and then there was the first suicide attempt, then he became a household name.
Yeah,
which is kind of good for like adding to the fire, right? Because if he just died on that first time, I think people would be like, whatever.
Yeah, nobody would care.
But now that he died on the second time, everyone's like, wait, we were paying attention now. What the fuck? This guy, we started paying attention. So it's fucking better. The Mormon, what do you got for... Mormon. Can you give the Black Book or...
Yeah, any big names in there?
Yeah, and Pyramid 7. Pyramid 7. Is that a reference to Building 7?
P-707th Kevin.
Is that, I want to know Cernovich some skeletons. I don't give a fuck about Cernovich. I'm glad he pushes for shit like this, but I don't have a personal relationship with him. I don't know. We need people to do that. If it wasn't, here's the deal, too. I want to just say this. The people that went and got Epstein back in trouble... Some of it involved his, all right. What took down Pyramid 7? Some of it was the victims and the advocates for the victims. But a lot of the push came from keeping it in Epstein, a household name, by conspiracy theorists or people who you don't have to say they theorize, conspiracy followers or conspiracy theory followers. They don't have to be theorizing our own. Yeah, maybe they just read it. Like, I mean, I love just reading shit just to say, like, what are people saying? It doesn't matter that. And anyway, so that those people keeping a buzz about it made people like Cernovich want the attention to go push forward too.
Right.
So it's essential that if there's a fucking wrong out there and everyone sees that it's fucking wrong, that people keep talking about it until like it finally comes to the fucking light. You know, like if we just make it go away, it'll fucking go away. But I don't think there's no justice there, and it's not a world I want to live in
where the rich, closure.
Powerful people just get away with whatever the fuck they want. Anyway, and that's another thing I want to say about conspiracy theorists is that, like, I have no qualms with saying I'm a conspiracy theorist. Here's the deal, you know, I got five friends hanging out of my house, right? And I got a six-pack of beer, and I leave my house, and I come back, and the six-pack of beer is gone. And everyone says, we didn't drink it. Then I go, I'm going to have to theorize on this one. But I think you might have drank two of them and you might have drank three. And they're going to go like, well, you're a conspiracy theorist then. I'm like, no. I had beers here. They're gone. You're telling me that nothing happened.
So what do you expect me to do?
I have to theorize, right? So like, I don't think there's... I think there's something wrong about people who are staunchly convicted in a theory that they don't have the basis for. I think asking questions is... amazing. And now that the government is trying to say like conspiracy theorists are basically domestic terrorists, I'm like, no, you need a new term for that, because there's nothing wrong with theorizing. I can theorize about anything. I mean, all of science is based on fucking theory. When Isaac Newton dropped the fucking apple or whatever the fuck, and he had to sit there and go like, there's a reason for that. He probably had like 10 fucking theories first. I mean,
yeah,
you know, like, you gotta fucking theorize or you're not gonna get fucking anywhere. And theorizing without coming at people and going like, oh, well, I think that, you know, it was fucking, you know, it was definitely Chris Tucker. You know, he was definitely a pedophile. Let's go burn down Chris Tucker's house. That's not the way to go. But there is a way to go to ask questions where Chris Tucker was going to fucking Lolita Island. You can ask that question. That's information that's available to me. And I want to go, if I met Chris Tucker and I didn't want to get hit or something, I'd be like, yo, man, what the fuck? Yeah, we saw the Bill Clinton address portrait. Or I've seen it. I don't know if Kelsey's seen it, too.
I haven't seen it yet.
Very sexy. Very sexy. But I think that's such a pot shot at Clinton to say, basically, like, I got you by the balls, dude. And just to, like, fucking rib him. Top knob videos and Eggman if you get caught up. Because at the end of the day. Well, I don't care about Cernovich.
Nah. Yeah, I don't know anything about that stuff. That's honestly why I just wanted you to that and y'all know I'm not saying a lot in this one because Noah knows all this shit. And I wanted to, quote-unquote, unleash the beast on this one. Because I know there's nobody who knows as much about this subject as this gentleman. Am I right? Am I right, right?
I'm sure other people know more, but...
Not around here, I bet.
Not around here.
Maybe no. Jamie.
Yeah, Jamie's up on it. Well, there's some stuff Jamie told me that I didn't know. Like, including the egg-shaped penis was new to me. When he told me that, I was like, what? And I think that's the only thing Jamie told me that I was like, what the fuck? But there's some stuff I told him that he didn't know, and it's always good to meet people in person and go exchange some weird fucking facts. Yeah. Another good one is, which is probably going to be a dud, go nowhere.
Thanks for subscribing, Zach. Appreciate that, buddy.
Weird, like go nowhere. Yeah, there's a big thing. I'll just sidetrack real quick because the morning on. You know, there is a big conspiracy circle thing, this red shoes. You can search like red shoes, Podesta, red shoes, all these different elites, always with these fucking weird red shoes. And Bill Clinton is wearing red shoes in the painting, the portrait. But and it could be a reference to the Ruby Slivers. It could be a reference to this weird red shoe club that they have. I don't know, whatever. But it could be a reference to maybe Monica Lewinsky that day that she was wearing the blue dress was wearing red shoes, too. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to check her shoes on that date to see if they were just following the Monica Lewinsky wardrobe of, like, what she actually wore on that fucking day. But another thing that's probably going to go nowhere is this, and you can Google it, and everyone seems very ambiguous about this, much like everything, but you can Google that Jeffrey Epstein may have won the Powerball 10 years ago from a ticket bought in Oklahoma. He had a company called Zorro, like the Zorro, it's a shell company, basically a trust, the Zorro Trust. And then, sure enough, the Zorro Trust won the Powerball. And then they go, no, it's this lady who worked at a grocery store across the street from the gas station that won. And she also just happened to have the Zorro Trust under her name, too. Totally different Zorro Trust. And Epstein even owns a Zorro ranch and everything, whatever. But but to me, they could very easily been like, hey, we won this Powerball, but like, we're going to need you to look like you won the Powerball, you know what I mean, to the lady, because like,
we'll give you blah, blah, blah.
But the implication would be that like, either he rigged the Powerball or, you know, there was a time and place where I remember when the Powerball became as big as, what was it, like $1 billion not too long ago, a year ago, or something like that. And someone said, hey, if you were a billionaire,
you could just buy it. All of the number combinations, right. and
be guaranteed profit. To win, as long as you didn't have to split the profit with anybody.
Yes.
And so it could have been something like that. He could have invested a certain amount of money in at that point in time where he just made him a guaranteed winner, and so then he won. I don't know. There's a billion possibilities when you're a billionaire. I mean, you know, like, right. It's just fucking whatever. So it could have been something like that, or it could have just been a totally different thing and unrelated, this Zorro fucking thing. But when you read articles about it, they go like, no, the opening line is like, no, Jeffrey Epstein did not win the Powerball. And then like, when you click open the article, it literally follows up with like, or could he have? Or, you know what I mean? Like, that you go like, oh, I don't know. Like, this one, in fact, that I was reading from the Lost Ogle, which I don't know who this person is, but they've got all their facts together and they got all their quotes together and everything. So the guy who releases the article to dispel the fact that Jeffrey Epstein did not win the lottery, his name is Anthony Thornton. So Anthony Thornton releases this article back in 2008 or something. And he's like, hey, man, nah, he didn't win the fucking thing. Shut the fuck up. Nah, it's not like that.
What's up, Rick?
Because not everything's a mystery. Sometimes it's just a coincidence. We did some digging in this Oklahoma City paper, and we found out that it's not. And so everyone just took this guy's article to be like, whatever. So then this this guy who's looking into the guy who wrote that article, dispelling the rumor, goes, I just want to see what happened to that guy since then, like the guy who wrote that article, what he's up to now. He's still a journalist or whatever. And so he gets his LinkedIn. It turns out He works for a major oil and energy company now, Devon Energy. And I'll just quote this part. So this, so the guy wrote the article saying, like, Epstein didn't win. So he moves on to this major oil company. And it says, Devon Energy, as we all know, is a New York Stock Exchange-traded energy company that uses massive loads of cash, debt, and complex accounting methods to fund drilling operations all over the world. The company, which is co-founded by local oligarch Larry Nichols, has been a player in the global natural gas industry since the 1970s. Around the same time, another Oklahoma-born oligarch, Robert Hefner III, became one of the world's most successful natural gas drillers. But why does that matter? Bob Hefner III's name just so happens to appear in Jeffrey Epstein's little black book that was leaked online a few years ago. So, like, it connects this to, like, the Gaylord family, which is Larry Nichols, the Oklahoman's former owners. It's the Oklahoman is the newspaper that dispelled the fact that Epstein won. So, like, the former owners of the Oklahoman, it's Larry Nichols' guy, Bob Hefner III, who's in Epstein's book. They all go way back. They're old Oklahoma family people, blah, blah, blah. And I could go on and on this article. This guy goes very deep. But it's just, like, every stupid fucking thing that you can... Like, it's like Snopes. This guy was the Snopes back then. Like, Jeffrey Epstein did not win the lottery, and we're supposed to trust this guy. But then you look at this guy, and you're like, he's one step removed from Jeffrey Epstein.
Okay. So, yeah. So, like, he was like, he could control the narrative, basically,
the people in a way. Who own the paper are good friends with people who are in Jeffrey Epstein's book. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. You could just say, I did the reporting. Don't worry about it. It's this Mexican lady across the street from the grocery store. She won it, not Epstein. They both curiously had Zorro trust. I mean, she had her own.
Who do you trust in this situation?
She had her own shell company. You know, this lady who worked at the grocery store, Zorro Trust. I mean, I don't know what she's using it for, but there it was. I mean, so that is fucking A.
God,
I mean,
you might
start a trust after you win a lottery or whatever, like, but it's just wacky.
To already have one, that seems a little far-fetched.
Yeah, so that's those guys. But I think that's probably going to prove to be a big nothing. It'd be great if this supervillain had won the fucking, or like rigged the Powerball lottery too. Like, that would be fucking great for the fucking story. They do say he was a math genius. You are correct. So that brings me to another story. So this is going to be the weirdest fucking part about this. I think that people are really going to have to wrap their head around, and it might cause some more disruption in our government, is that William Barr Jr. is our current attorney general under Donald Trump. He's the guy recently who came out and said that after reading everything in the Mueller report, Trump is not exactly exonerated, but just said, like, there's nothing to see here, folks. And everyone was like, fuck you, Barr, you suck. Well, Barr's father worked at a university called Dalton University, and Dalton and his Barr's father, the senior, gave Jeffrey Epstein his first ever job, which was a university professor job. And that's cool and all. And you said, like you said, he's a math genius, but he had no degree from anywhere. And he became a professor at Dalton University, Jeffrey Epstein, because of his connection to Barr. So, like, Barr kind of treated him like a son or whatever. So you've got the guy who is going to be the head of the prosecution of all this Epstein thing. His father treated Jeffrey Epstein like a son. And so, you know, they know each other. They have to. And his first job at Dalton University is around young girls. And he tells them that this is a professor, and he's not a professor. He has no degree in anything. So he's just I'm a professor now. Yeah. Do you have a degree? No. Who needs that? What are you talking, professor? As if it's like, you can just appoint it. It's fine. So that's going to be a fucking problem. And that's like, it's going to come up as... Now, Barr came out himself and said, hey, fucking, just because Epstein's dead doesn't mean that I'm not going to go after every co-conspirator on this list. I'm going to hit these fucking people hard. I'm kicking ass, taking names. I'm bringing the whole fucking thing down. And Barr came out with a bunch of fucking smoke and fire coming out of his fucking ass about this shit. But nah, man, not if you're that close to fucking Epstein. Like, he had to have known Epstein. And then Barr is also a friend of Trump's. Obviously, there's video of Trump and Epstein at parties. And we all know the famous quote from Trump where he's like, hey, Epstein was an all right guy. You know, he liked ladies on the younger side, but, you know, whatever. And Trump then later, you know, bought Mar-a-Lago from Epstein, then kicked Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago. And then, you know, it really just gives you like a fucking small world mentality. It's a whole fucking, it's just a small world, man. And like, Bill Clinton's hanging out with him 27 times on an island. You know, Donald Trump keeps going to his golf resort that used to be owned by who? Oh, Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, that's unusual. It's like, why? I mean, they're all fucking connected, man. And I just don't, I can see why people are dropping out suddenly. And I really think, I hope that there's some non-corruption somewhere that'll bring this all to light. Or most likely there's going to be a couple fall guys. There's going to be a couple people that'll be like, yeah, we've got a couple co-conspirators that help do this. Including his fucking right-hand woman, whatever her name is again.
Maxim Shishel
or whatever the fuck it is. So she'll be a fall guy when they get her. She might kill herself too, for all I fucking know. And then they'll get a couple other fucking schmucks. And
air quotes.
And they'll probably get someone washed up like Spacey. We're like, might as well go after Spacey again on some new charges that we heard about, because he's a co-conspirator on this, because he's already fucked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which harkens back to, if you watch the Kevin Spacey Let Me Be Frank video, the famous one that he came out with where he's drinking a cup of coffee and talking.
Washing dishes,
making cocoa, whatever the fuck he's doing.
Because Swaim did a spoof of it. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't see that.
It was good.
So then he's got a mug that he's very prominently holding up. And what it says is, like, for the rest of my life, I will try to prove that I am a good and honest person. Quote of Queen Elizabeth. And it's a royalty mug.
Yeah.
And so now we know who else is going down is going to be Prince Andrew. It's like getting really
heat to the fire on this shit. That's getting close.
He's making all the headlines in England right now. We don't care so much about him, but in England, it's like,
that's a huge deal.
They showed a picture of like the newspaper stand and it's front page, every single fucking page. Prince Andrew's connection to Epstein, blah, 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 blah. So I think that Kevin Spacey thing might have been like, you know how like blackmail would work, was like, all right, I'm getting blackmailed, but like, I know what you did, so you help me out. Or I'm going to fucking flip on you. Like, it's like fucking, it's a dominoes, man. That's how this shit works. And I think that's why they had to like take the head off the snake with fucking Epstein. Because if you flipped on any of these motherfuckers, there would have been people flipping on everybody left and right. So I'm curious to see who they go after next. And if some people just don't go away, I'm betting there's going to be some more random suicides.
Yeah.
Coming up.
This thing isn't going away quickly.
Random suicides without arrests. There's just going to be, like, some fucking suicides without arrest. This is just going to be, like, you know. And, like, God forbid if we get that, if we get all the flight data, which I guess more and more is coming out recently. Because, like I said, they only had Bill Clinton on the island, like, four times. But now, like, Trump said 27. No one's stopping Trump from saying that today. They're not like, you're a liar. So, so I'm wondering if more flight data is coming out. And I just want to throw like this extra thing out there. I would be surprised and saddened if we saw names on that list of people that during the rash of suicides that occurred, you know, like what if Robin Williams is on that list? You know what I mean? Like what if Chris Cornell's on that fucking list, or Chester Bennington is on that fucking
or
list?
Or Anthony Bourdain.
Anthony Bourdain. Right. I mean, I think Anthony Bourdain would definitely fucking go out there. You know what I mean? Just because he's exploring everywhere he goes, everywhere. He's like,
that's a pretty good point.
You know, so like
Kate Spade,
you don't know like who's going to be on this fucking, who's going to be, names are going to be falling. And a lot of those people, if they did have something to do and their names are on there, they probably just won't release it because it's like, why do more damage? But I think everything needs to come to light and be transparent.
Somebody made a really good point the other day with all this stuff with Michael Jackson going on, like all the recent stories about Michael. They're like, you can't let Michael die, so we better not let Epstein die. You know, you can't let Michael's story die because he's died, so we can't, you know, we can't treat this differently.
Yeah. And to talk to Rick Thomas, it's like the biggest secret is going to be who Epstein really was. My theory is this. I think he was, Bourdain was going to expose it. Some people say Cornell was going to expose it. Bourdain definitely was a white knight going out there. He went after Weinstein. He was the first person to call Weinstein a rapist. Bourdain hated fucking sexual abuse and stuff like that from everything that he said. And he was pretty fucking brazen about it. So, and the worst part about what you're saying there, Pyramid 7, is that, like, it's already fucking exposed. Like, everybody was aware that this guy was a pedophile, got away with it. You know, like, and everyone just kind of like, you tell people that and they're like, yeah, I don't know. Did you see the new Kardashians? And you're like, all right. Okay. So it is exposed. I mean, I guess there's more that could come out, but I mean, it was the saddest part about this whole fucking story is that it was right in everybody's fucking eyes. It's just that he didn't get justice, proper justice down in Florida. It was all a cover up.
They're going to say that we're speaking in code because we keep burping.
Yeah, sorry. We're both drinking very bubbly drinks.
At each other.
So I was going to go back to figuring out who Epstein really was. My two cents on that is I think he was maybe a double agent or an intel agent for Mossad. I think that he probably right. was in charge of collecting blackmail. I'll tell you that every intelligence agency has people in departments to collect blackmail on people. That's just the way it goes. Like, you blackmail is a key asset. If you've ever heard of a honeypot is where they trick you into something so they can get you on it, and then they go like, ha, like it's usually like an underage woman or, you know, some shit like that. Like, you know, the CIA set up fucking fake brothels and shit for a while just to get like certain politicians and in trouble, and they do all this weird, crazy shit, but they'll have blackmail. That's like the number one thing. There's a whole blackmail department.
Yeah.
And they just call it intelligence, but it's really blackmail. So the more blackmail you have on someone, the more that you can shift.
Love diving.
You can shift their policies and stuff. You can be like, hey, you know, you scratch my back and I don't release this video of you fucking this 9-year-old. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, well, we'll do what these guys need. And it's all cloak and dagger shit, but I'm telling you that I think this guy had so much blackmail that it wasn't just for him, and it seemed to work for him. I think he got his sweetheart deal in Florida because he probably had blackmail on fucking somebody there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So much weird shit goes down in Florida, especially with
for sure.
politics and justice system. It's a really fucked up place, and it's the closest place to Epstein Island. I mean, flew in and out of Florida all the time, but yeah, so I would say he definitely had blackmail on someone down there, and it could have been Acosta himself, and that's probably why Acosta really had to step down, because he's just like, yeah, I gave him a good deal, because fucking, all right. And then the other bad part about it is that the head of intelligence at the time, when they stepped into Acosta and said, hey, man, we're giving him this good deal because he's intelligence, and so far as we know, they just said he's with us or something like that. They didn't really say, like, who they were, their intelligence. That's if they did, that hasn't been released yet. Acosta didn't say it was specifically the CIA or Mossad or whatever, but just it's intelligence a matter. So give him this sweetheart deal. The head at the time would have been fucking Mueller. So, like, I believe Mueller. No. Yes. I don't know. Whatever. One of these fucking names that keeps coming up with this whole Trump investigation. So it all just goes round and round. It's circuitous. It's like, you know, every time you turn a corner and you're like, oh, God, that face name comes up again, like that, or maybe Brennan. Maybe I want to say Brennan, not Mueller. But anyway, either way, point is, I think he was working with Mossad. That's my guess. Mossad's really fucking good. And you can just look into Black Cube and the people that Black Cube is all.
Those Israelis.
Black Cube is all the people that ex-Mossad, but they're the people basically who are shutting up anyone who's going after Weinstein, intimidating them, going undercover, pretending to be different people, scaring the fuck out of people, following people. Anyone that was going after Weinstein, Black Cube is all over them like a fucking savage dog. They're still doing it. And it's all, some of the stuff they're doing is legal, some of it's illegal, but they're fucking, these intelligence agencies that are for hire, they're all trained by Mossad originally. They left Mossad to start private contracting things, which means they're still Mossad. That's like, the old joke is, like, you know, these talking heads that are former CIA analysts on CNN or whatever, he's still working for CIA.
Right.
He's just working for Project Mockingbird now, and he's going out there, and he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to say former CIA, but still speak talking heads for the CIA. So, yeah, everything sucks. And it's like someone posted this, like, grieving process of Jeffrey Epstein where it was, like, stage one, you think, like, oh, my God, there was a man, you know, out there, like, doing terrible things to children. And then, like, stage two is like, oh, my God, and he got away with it for so long. And then stage three is like, oh, my God, the intelligence agencies really do run everything. And then it's like, oh, my God, the world is really actually run by billionaires, run our intelligence agencies. And it's like, oh, my God, you just keep going, like, further and further and further. But there's certainly, like, a weird onion-esque, like, the layers of an onion-type grieving fucking process that comes through all of this that I think the world's kind of waking up to. And I'm kind of fucking stoked about it, actually, because, you know, for a while, I feel like I was talking to fucking nobody about this shit. And now everyone's kind of like, man, I was at fucking Gordon Biersch And we're just sitting there getting a beer, and these two old men are at the bar. They don't even know each other. They're just yelling across the bar, and they're like, "Hey, the fucking prison guard's fucking sleeping." And the guy's like, "I fucking heard that too. This is fucked up." And I got like, I got like 9 text messages the day that Epstein died from just different people that I forgot I even mentioned my kind of like obsession with his whole fucking deal. And they're just like, "Oh my god, dude, you fucking called it." Even Asher texted me to be like, "Your fucking conspiratorial mind is right again." He's like, "You're freaking me out." He's like, "Maybe I should get a little more conspiratorial." And I was like, "Yeah, get a little more conspiratorial." You know what I mean? Like,
I wouldn't say conspiratorial. Ask questions. Ask more questions.
Observe, man. Ask questions.
I'm not as much of a conspiracy theorist as I am. Just I want to cover all bases. I want to ask all the questions. I want to figure out the truth.
I think we're both the little shit in class that was like, "But why?"
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, "Because that's the way it is." And you're like, "But why?" And they're like, "That." Yeah. And I'm like, "But that doesn't make any sense. It should be like this." And they're like, "No, but it's not like that." And you're like, "But why?"
But it, yeah. What?
Get kicked out of class.
Yeah, so. Like, this doesn't make the sense. Oh, that Bill Clinton portrait.
Monographs laying some Illuminati geometry theory on the bill. Yeah, I'm not going that far. Sure. I mean, I don't know. The temple itself, I always thought looked really fucking cool. It's got some Horus on there and some fucking Egyptian shit. But then when I saw it up close with the
drone thing,
the drone, I was like, that's really kind of fucking small and like shitty.
Yeah.
And like, it's cute, whatever, but it's just like kind of like the way that you could look in the window and there's the desk with the laptop, or not laptop, but the PC on it.
Yeah.
Some people have speculated this. I read an article today where they were like, you know, everyone said that island was where they would do like unspeakable ritualistic torture practices on children. And he goes, but I actually think it was just Epstein's nerve center of blackmail, that like he would just go into his little temple and that's where he had his computer and he just had access to all of his data. And it was like his little hub of blackmail on everybody, you know, like that was just like he set it up for that. But whatever, there's shit underground and all tunnels all over that fucking place. I just want to make that place like a fucking like place that you can go on a vacation to and walk around and check it out now.
I mean,
like the way the Wizard of Oz amusement park is shut down.
Yeah.
In Boone. Like then one day a year they let people in there and check it out. I would love to just go in there and be like, holy shit. Like, cause you know, the tunnels are going to be crazy. I bet
there's just so many people there that one day of the year though.
So yeah, but it'd be fucking fun. Yeah. You get a party, sacrifice some kids. Like the old days.
Yikes.
Just kidding, folks. So taking it back. One interesting, another side note to Epstein, which I brought up tonight, is that he lived across the street from Bill Cosby in Chicago, or he had a home across the street from Bill Cosby, and Bill Cosby had a home across the street from Epstein. You know, they all live in different places all the time when you're that rich, but he had a house in Chicago, and this house, you could find a secret switch, open up the stairs, which were made of cement and steel and built like a bunker, basically, and bulletproof, and they said even small bomb-proof and everything else. And the stairs would open up, and then in there was basically like an oversized bathroom / like comfort panic room.
Yeah.
But it had a bathroom in it. And then you open up the cabinets under the sink, and there was closed-circuit camera monitors for every part of the house. So it was like kind of like the most badass panic room you'd ever think of, because no one thought to look under the stairs. Right. Secret way to get in there. It's got a toilet, which I always thought, yeah, your panic room's better than a fucking toilet.
Right.
I don't know how long I'm going to be in there. But then it has all the closed circuit camera stuff under the cabinet. So you pull out that shit, and now it's like fucking you got your fucking base there. Which just reminds me of, that's the type of guy Jeffrey Epstein was. I bet he had everything fucking wired everywhere on that fucking island and everywhere he fucking went. And also he had heated sidewalks.
Yeah, that's pretty insane. When you said that earlier, I was like, what? That's a thing?
Yeah, so in Chicago, like, if you pass by...
There's no snow on his.
Yeah, there'd be no snow on his. Never had to get anyone to shovel it. His sidewalks just melted away. I thought that was pretty cool. And Cosby had heated sidewalks, too. And they said that animals... they said that the drawback of it was that animals would shit all over it and piss all over it. It's like they don't have shit in the snow. Yeah. So they'd be like, oh, cool, this is all warm. I'm just going to shit right here.
So they're probably homeless people.
Yeah, exactly. Just laying on them.
Appreciate that, Rick. I saw you out there pitching for the thumbs up too, diving. Thank y'all.
Anyway, and then, Jesus, there was one other fucking thing out of Epstein. Oh, he also owned the, I think, the number one most expensive property in New York City at one time, maybe still.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that property?
That's a big deal. That's a really big deal, and I cannot, for the life of me, remember right off the top of my head. New York City, Epstein property...
Yeah, just this whole situation, whether you're into conspiracies or not, this is, like you say, more conspiratorial than the Las Vegas shooting, because there's more question marks. And I never thought in a million years, as much as we did, we hit Vegas so hard in Sunset Grill. And just, I never would have thought in a million years there would be more question marks surrounding something so huge. But this has eclipsed that in the biggest way.
Definitely, because I never thought, as I've been ranting and talking about, as we've been talking about Epstein, that it would ever come to fruition or hit the mainstream this hard. Like, I never thought. So, like, this is interesting because it would be like, it'd be the equivalent of, like, if I was talking about Stephen Paddock for like a year before Vegas. You know what I mean? And then everyone was like, oh my God. You know, like, but we've been, to us, like, we've been talking about this for fucking ever. So there's a guy, his name is Leslie H. Wexner, and he owns L Brands, which is retailers, including Victoria's Secret. He owns like a bunch of brands, okay?
I've seen all that through a lot of Jamie's videos.
For whatever reason, he donates the house, a $77 million home, to Epstein. Just gifts it to him. For the bill of sale is $0. They did like a whole transaction of $0. So he just gives him a $77 million home in New York City for $0. And nobody knows why. The police just raided it. There's like a 15-foot fucking wooden doors. I have crowbar marks on them now.
Oh, man.
Right. That. So Wexner says that he disconnected from Epstein several years ago. So, like, you give a guy a $77 million home.
And then disconnect
ties from, I don't want to deal with that guy anymore. I don't know how that works. There are people that own a DVD that I let them borrow that I may hate, but I might be like, still, like, can I get that DVD back?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, there's some reason that he had $77 million worth of fear or what the fuck ever.
Or if he has something, or if Epstein had something on him, and he's like, you know what, take this fucking house and you get rid of whatever the fuck you had, and I don't ever want to see your face again.
It had 40.
Who knows?
It had 40 bedrooms.
Fuck. Only two bathrooms. Those real shit kicker.
Yeah, that's the rub. He had Epstein Taste said he filled it with. Upholstered it in leopard chairs, upholstered in leopard print, a twice life-size sculpture of a naked African warrior, framed a picture of a woman holding an opium pipe and caressing a lion skin. There's photographs of Woody Allen, Bill Clinton, and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman of Saudi Arabia. Of course, he's gonna fucking pop up everywhere. Mr. Bonecutter himself.
Yeah, we did that, didn't we?
Yeah, bin Salman is the guy who took Khashoggi into the embassy and had his boys chop him up with a fucking bone saw. Nobody seems to give a flying fuck that a reporter went into the safest place in the world, an embassy, and got chopped up. Hey, that's a sound effect that makes sense.
I'm trying, man.
That's the one thing. It's like, if you like Trump or whatever, man, he's got to go harder on Saudi Arabia. You cannot have reporters who live in the United States go into an embassy and just get chopped up. And it's like, I don't know, garbage disposal and putting bags or whatever, and then Trump just goes like, yeah, he probably did it, and then everyone just turns their blind eye and lets it go away. And then you find out that this Bin Salman guy is like also really good friends with Jeffrey Epstein. Surprise, fucking League of Shadows shit, man. Freaks me the fuck out. And then he had in his mansion too, he had a giant mural on the terrace, the whole length of the building, like of a prison yard, with barbed wire and guard towers. This was his mural that he would look at. and the inmates are out exercising, and he pointed at one and he said, "That's me. That's to remind myself that I could go back there." So, like, he made a giant mural of a prison yard and put himself in the prison yard and said that I did this to remind myself that I could go back there. Like, his fear of going back to prison. So maybe he didn't. Maybe he did kill himself.
Oh, fuck.
And then it says the final part is, in addition to hundreds and perhaps thousands of sexually suggestive photographs of fully or partially nude females. That was also there in the house. And a massage table with sex toys and lubricants. So, supervillain. This guy's a supervillain, man. Because the whole wing of a fucking prison has the biggest property in New York City gifted to him by the guy who owns Victoria's Secret for the fucking reason. You know, like, people, heads will roll on this shit, man. Heads will roll. People are going to have to ask Wexner what the fuck he was thinking.
Right.
You know, people are going to have to ask, you know, fucking... Oh, and then the other thing, Rod Rosenstein, or whatever the fuck his name was, he's fucking, I fucking hate this guy, Rod Rosenstein. Fucking, what's his fucking official position?
It really is connected dots. Everything connects.
Rod Rosenstein is, he was... the nation's longest serving U.S. attorney. Trump nominated him. He was confirmed into the U.S. Senate. Blah, 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 blah. And he authored a memo. Whatever. Rosenstein is the one who appointed Robert Mueller as special counsel to investigate ties between Trump. So that's what Rosenstein was. He was the guy who appointed Robert Mueller and said, hey, investigate these ties or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then he submitted his official recognition as Deputy Attorney General in 2019. So he's just this fucking scumbag attorney fucking guy. Anyway, the reason I'm mentioning him is that he came out immediately with a tweet that said, like, you know, people, especially pedophiles, like, facing jail time or whatever, it's very, very common for them to commit suicide. Don't even worry about this. Like, the second Epstein died was like... Don't even, guys, this is nothing. Like, this happens all the time. Like, it was such a shitty. Like,
statistically?
Yeah, it was like a shitty tweet, though. Like, he had no. If what I'm telling you is he jumped the gun on being the only guy in the room who doesn't have any suspicion. And when everyone else in the entire United States is like, this reeks of something, he went too quick to go, like,
yeah.
This happens all the time, guys. Don't worry about it. Like, he was in before anyone was
that,
doing, like.
It's almost like the Neil deGrasse Tyson tweet about the shooting.
Yeah, what was
about
that?
The mass shootings where he was like, we forget. That blah, 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 many people a year die from cancer, blah, 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 from, you know, heart attacks, yeah. Or blah, 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 from
and you're like,
the flu. True. And then we're like, we hear you, but I don't think the flu actually, you know.
True. And he missed the one point is that there's never been a suicide in the metropolitan
right.
complex ever. And, like, I'm sure there's been a lot of pedophiles through those doors.
Right.
Over the fucking 20 years it's been built. So, yeah.
If he's the highest profile prisoner in the country at that point.
Keep an eye on him.
Is he not?
Yes, absolutely.
Is he the highest profile prisoner in the country? It's not Cosby anymore. Cosby's in Gen Pop.
100%. 100% highest profile prisoner. I mean, Manson's dead, right? Now it's like, that's, I don't know.
Is Manson dead? Did he die?
I don't know. I thought he died. Oh, man. Yeah, Mandela affected.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, he's the highest profile fucking prisoner in the country.
Mm-hmm. Especially at that moment.
Why are you... Right. And not only that, after a suicide attempt days earlier, why is nobody watching him closer?
Oh, my God. The apologists have already started to, like, on NPR today, they go, like, yeah, we know there's a lot of theories going around, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I don't know why the media is so quick to just jump on, like, don't theorize. Don't ever. But the NPR is all over that fucking narrative. And they go... you know, like, what's a guard's life like every day? And they're like, well, you know, they're working them really hard, and they get tired. And, you know, so, like, we're not saying that, like...
Those aren't the guards that are...
They're like, you know, these poor guards, like, they deserve better. You know what I mean? And it's like, no.
No, we don't get
that's
that.
That's your one fucking job.
Yes.
To guard that person. You're a guard. Guard. What's that from the... Guard. From, Team America, dude, where they keep saying guard.
Yeah.
Guard.
Dude, there should be somebody sitting at all times, 24 hours a day, he is under complete watch, either on cameras or person. That's understood. Somebody at that high profile with that much information in their fucking head.
Right. Take out the idea that, take away the conspiracy theory that he was killed. take that out of the picture.
Yeah.
He still shouldn't have been allowed to die.
Right. This should not have happened.
Like, this is the worst thing that could have happened.
Yeah.
So, fucking A.
But see, here's the thing. Is this a blessing or a curse for those who believe this the whole time? Is it like, okay, well, you could probably answer this from your point of view. You're vindicated in knowing that you were right about all of this shit all this time, but you're never going to know for sure, because we won't. We're never going to know for sure.
I won't know for sure how far it goes.
Yeah.
But I 100% know for sure that he finally was going to serve justice, which is kind of like all right. I ever wanted.
Right, yeah.
It's all I ever wanted. I just thought that it's unfair that a really rich billionaire can do so much damage to so many victims and cause fucking chaos in this fucking world and have a sweetheart fucking hunky-dory life because of a fucked up justice system. And I think some more people should be held accountable. I want more justice, if anything, from the shit that we know.
Right.
Like Acosta himself, his prosecutor who let that deal happen that works for us, the taxpayer, like let that deal fucking happen. Like, yeah, that sounds fine. Oh, he molested how many kids? I don't know. Just give him like a prison, let him come and go to his office, and then, let him roam around the world with all his money, like for, just after a year or whatever. Fuck that, dude. That woman should be fucking, that's just bad. There are laws out there for misrepresenting the justice system. Like there is laws that can make these people be held accountable.
Right.
But the problem is that comes from higher up in the Department of Justice, and who's highest up in the Department of Justice is William Barr, who again appointed dad appointed Epstein to his first job. So, how far this is going to go, I don't know. Like I said, I think a few more heads will roll, but to me, yeah, it does feel kind of like a bittersweet type thing. I definitely wanted him to be alive. I wanted him to go through.
Suffer.
I wanted him to go through the court system. I wanted it to be published live on TV, and I wanted him to name names, and I wanted him to say what they did, and I wanted to finally people to realize what a fucking icky little group of fucking world this is out there with these fucking billionaires and these politicians and what the scumbag shit they really do is. And it always involves fucking around with kids, which is just my biggest fucking fuck you for people. Like, I cannot stand that shit.
Same here.
I mean, I know we all hate it, but like, it drives me fucking, like, up the wall to where, like, I'm like, get these people now. But I wanted more names. So, yeah, it is bittersweet. But I am happy that I don't look so crazy talking about him so much anymore. And I won't have to talk about him so much anymore because everyone's talking about him now. So I think that was the thing, is I felt like a voice alone in the wilderness. And I mean, there's certain people, but, like, everywhere. But like you said, people we meet, people we run into, not a lot of people are as knowledgeable as I am about it or whatever. And I would try to talk to people about it, and they were just kind of like, meh. But now all of a sudden everyone's like really interested in it, and they should be, because this involves literally fucking everybody. It's fucking Trump, it's Clinton, it's fucking, we don't know to what level, but they all fucking love this guy and know him, and he's getting gifted $77 million mansions from the guy who owns Victoria's Secret, and you just gotta say, why? Why would you get a $77 million fucking mansion with 40 fucking rooms? Anyway, I want a 40 fucking room. No, I don't even want. I want like a 4-room mansion. I don't even, I just want a 4-room fucking shitty fucking townhouse.
I don't care. I just don't care. All I'm going to do is go to sleep there and sit in one room of it, probably the majority of the time. So I don't think the amount of rooms. It's not the amount of rooms, but what you do in them.
What's he building in there?
He's got a lot of mail, but he has no friends.
He has 40 bedrooms, but only 2 friends.
It's certainly not a playhouse for the children. Maybe it is.
I saw them bringing in a 2-time-sized African warrior statue.
And a woman smoking an opium pipe.
Touching a lion's fur. What's he building in there?
There's a light blue glow from under the door, and I heard something moaning low. I've been riding around at night with my windows down, blasting Tom Waits, hoping to pull up next to somebody just to freak him out. Like, if I see somebody riding a bicycle, I think I might even just drive slow and ride next to him. Like, what's he building in there?
What's he building in there?
We have a right to know.
You know what I think would be interesting to look into, which I have not done yet, is I would probably, if I was interested in chasing this down a little bit more, I would try to figure out, there's so much we don't know about Epstein, but one thing we do know is that he was a professor at the Dalton University, and it's the Dalton School in Manhattan. It's a private coeducational college preparatory school in New York City's Upper East Side. Basically gets ready, gets people ready to go to the big schools, the elite schools. But I wonder, I just wonder who else we know that went there. You know what I mean? Oh, notable people. Let's see. Ready? Let's look at the list of people who went to Dalton. Anderson Cooper. Okay. All right. There's one. We got Chevy Chase. Strange one. Claire Danes went to this school.
Oh, man. Homeland.
It's not that big of a school, too, by the way. And also, it says right here, faculty. Jeffrey Epstein taught 1973 to 1975. So that's what I'd be interested to know, those years, 73 to 75, who were these famous people that went there during that time? But it says financier and convicted sexual predator. And that may be the reason why I got the professor job, financier. So in other words, yeah. And then also one of the professors there from 1968 to 1985 was named Yvie Volvel. And they were a lawyer and activist, and they assassinated a Haitian presidential candidate, one of the faculty members of this small school.
Well, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
I just want to make sure there's anybody else in this list that seems interesting. Jennifer O'Neill, Tracy Pullen, some journalists, a lot of journalists. Christian Slater, and Andrew Zimmerman. Zimmern, the chef. I don't know
who that is.
Well, it's interesting that there's a lot of artists, actors, journalists. The journalists really get me. I wonder how they, if any of them were taught by Epstein. First rule of journalism: if my name ever comes up, just don't worry about it.
I don't think we can print this. It's something I learned in college.
I think that's every weird thing about Epstein that I've got at the moment.
All right, well,
thanks for giving me the opportunity to kind of get it all out.
We'll have plenty of time in the future. Anything that comes up, you know, we might do a couple of call-in episodes where I, if you want.
Is there anything in the chat that we need to respond to? I should be able to pop that band.
Epstein was a dead man the minute they put the cuffs on him. Yeah, Zach says you should write lyrics.
Yeah. And Rick Thomas, you're absolutely correct. Epstein was a dead man the minute they put cuffs on him. That is 100% true. Dead man walking right there. The minute they put cuffs on him.
We got a dead man walking here. I wish I had some electricity.
I had said that back in the day, too. Like, I was like, man, they ever get him on anything, he's dead.
Yeah.
I didn't know they would reopen. There's a lot of stuff with this New York State, certain, I forget the exact court up there that handled this thing, but it's also the court that supposedly was going to handle the Anthony Weiner thing. It's a court that was independently suing Donald Trump. It's a court that they do all this wacky stuff, this special court up in New York State. And I mean, I think they're good people, I guess. I don't know if they're good or fucking bad people, but well, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks, Rick. And Zach and everybody out there. And yeah, we're going to tie it up because I'm going to go tie one on. I'm going to go drink a couple shots and pass out. I'm very tired.
Yep.
Hopefully my Wi-Fi is working, so I'll play Fallout. If you guys play Fallout, find me on PlayStation.
And if you don't play Fallout, find him on...
on fucking...
Instagram, Twitter,
Facebook. Who am I? Yeah, Instagram, Twitter.
@horseheadbusinessman.
@horseheadbusinessman. Thank you. And I don't have anything else to promote. See you at Bubba's, and we'll serve you a drink and talk some shit. And the Sunset Grill. Fuck you, Sunset Grill.
Sunset Grill.
You got to put that music in there. I got to hear that sweet Sunset Grill music.
You know what? Just for old time's sake, let's see what we've got here.
Who else is going to go down soon? Like I said, watch out for a rash of suicides. Watch out. Just keep your eyes open for random celebrity suicides and high-profile murderings and two shots to the back of the head suicides and fucking Hey, there it is. Let me send off.
Please go to MIStuffPodcast.com. Stay up to date with everything going on in the podcast. And you can also download my singles there in the About/music section. Please do that. And in a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. And as always,
it's only behind you.
There's something there.
We love you, Bebo. Sky King forever, man. I'm just going to put the nose down. Love you, Bebo.